Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is one of my favorite shows. I always love the shows where I have topics that I need to research and be able to share with you. But today is a Conversations with Carol Day. I need to put the Carol in there. And what that means is that there's no specific topic. What I'm going to be doing is devoting the entire hour of the show to being able to take your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you do have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, you can use the same number. Just dial your international calling code before you actually dial the number 877-230-3062. So conversations with Carol, what this means is that we're just going to chat, but it also means that I kind of go in prior to the show and just do kind of this overall analysis of where we are energetically. I do that before every show, but with the conversations with Carol, I really go in and I kind of touch the universal consciousness and see where it is, and group consciousness, meaning all of us humans that grace this earth, and see where we are. And is there any tension between the consciousness universally and with ourselves? So I do a little bit of homework before I go in and do any of my shows. But on the conversation with Carol's day, I always go in and I think, you know, maybe there's something that is pertinent that I can share with the listeners that can maybe help them understand what they're feeling. So before I actually start taking calls, I'd like to just share with you some of the information that I picked up energetically about where we are. The year 2011 is all about finding your way. It's all about coming in and being able to really access that inner guidance system that we have. We usually associate that inner guidance system with just intuition, but it really, in that overall perspective of what it is, it's not only our intuition, it's our heightened state of awareness that we have that's tied so much to our conscious thinking. And it also is being in touch with our body, because our body is very, very effective in being able to communicate its messages, meaning when are we in our body? I always call it, when are we in our skin? And when are we compromising ourselves to where it's creating a disharmony in the energy field? It's causing confusion mentally. It can be causing some emotional rhetoric or past experiences that we have around strong emotional history behind them that's going to come to the surface. So in 2011, it's all about going in and finding that inner guidance system. And we started out the year really with kind of this movement forward, kind of this last hurrah from 2010, and this vitality of energy and consciousness moving us forward into 2011. It's kind of that part of us that inspires us and gives us courage. It's part of that first of the year where we set up goals or resolutions or whatever else. So there's a momentum that happens. Around the 18th of January of 2011, the energy started going into a lull. And energy, as with everything in life, the cycles of nature and really our mental state, our ability to access our intuition, everything is impacted by this ability of ebb and flow. So January 18th, we started into a cycle of ebb, meaning that we're really in a place of quiet, and that's going to be a place where we can regroup, we can get comfortable in our skin, we can reconnect with our inner guidance, we can explore maybe some creative outlets that we've been looking at wanting to engage in. Maybe it's a time for us to connect with friends, whether it's via the internet or whether it's just in person, because the end of 2010 was a very, very busy time. So we're in this lull right now, or this ebb, that is going to be going back into the movement and the flow about the end of March. I believe that, as I've been kind of guided, it's going to be about the 21st, 22nd of March. So this time that we're in right now is a very beneficial time for us. However, in our conditioning as kind of human species, we are always, and it doesn't make any difference, any culture, we are really conditioned to be able to move forward, and we're always in that state of pressing to move forward. We're not comfortable being in our skin when we're in that ebb or that lull. We always feel like maybe we're being lazy, maybe we've lost our initiative, maybe we're lost, maybe we're feeling stuck, whatever it may be. But the lull is, again, a very positive time for us to regroup, reconnect with ourselves, reconnect with our higher self, reconnect with the soul, meaning really getting in touch with our values, our principles, our soul's purpose, as we may know it only at that moment. So a very healthy time. But because of our conditioning as a species, when we get into this lull, we become very restless. We become of a mindset that we have to make things move forward instead of allowing. Then we start pushing. And as a result, with this sense inside there, this restlessness and this unrest that we feel inside, that we're going to miss something, we're not going to get where we want to go, it creates this heightened state of awareness. So we become so acutely aware of things around us. But it isn't so much activities as we become emotionally heightened in our awareness. So right now in this lull, if we were to really be an observer of what's happening throughout the world, we can see that there's this tremendous unrest that's taking place. Emotions are running really at a fevered pitch and so forth. So what we're doing is, in this lull, we're trying to break those old patterns of always having to be pushing for what we want and learning to be able to allow. But where we are in this lull right now is heightened emotions. You may be experiencing it in yourself, where I've had emails from all over the world saying, Carol, what's happening? I'm usually a very calm, collected person. I don't tend to be emotionally volatile, but I have this anger that's just welling up and taking over and spewing venom from my mouth. And I don't know what it is because it's not me. Well, part of it is that energetic release of so many of the emotions that we've suppressed in our conditioning. Again, this isn't just the United States. This is a global situation. And not only are we at unrest, but our energy and our connection with Mother Earth is, she's in unrest. We have all of the weather changes that we have throughout the world. We have this tremendous earthquake that took place in New Zealand. We've had different weather patterns in Australia, 100-year floods, record snowfall, and so forth. So if you can stop and remember that we're really twofold, we're matter and we're energy, and that energy isn't bound by our humanness or bound by really what we do, but it is bound by our thoughts. When our thoughts become restless and destructive and self-destructive, and we find ourselves in these heat of the moment and this volatility that we have to remember that that is an energy that is also being felt by the universal consciousness, meaning that place where all of us go to, where we learn, where we love each other, where we can accept differences for just merely differences. But also Mother Earth is very much in tune with our vibration and our consciousness, and very much in tune with our emotions. So what I wanted to share with you by going through that is that if you're experiencing these emotional highs and lows that seem to be extreme, or you find that your, you know, temper is right on the edge to where it doesn't take much for it to be able to be triggered, and these strong emotions are coming out, please know that in this lull that we're in this ebb, it's part of a healing time, and that what these emotions of anger and this volatility is showing us is that we actually have emotions and history and thoughts and patterns of behavior and comfort zones and whatever we would like to call it that is buried deep within our human psyche and in the cells of our body. And as a result, at this time, that's coming forward. So what we can do is we can find a constructive way to be able to allow these emotions to come forward in a healthy way, not only for us, but for the people who get to experience this volatility and stand there and look like a deer in headlights. So there's things, an anger journal. I always suggest to people when they start having these rise in these emotions that seem to be spawned by anger, it could be sadness, disappointment, resentment, frustration, buy yourself the most beautiful journal that you can find, one that you will actually just want to pick up, you'll want to touch. Buy yourself a pen or a pencil or a chalk or a crayon or whatever it may be that you, again, want to put your hands on. And when things come up and you become aware of your own emotions or you become aware of other people's emotions, open up the journal and just write in it. Don't worry about it being grammatically correct, dotting the I's, cross the T's, whatever it may be. Just allow those emotions that have been buried for so long to come to the surface. This isn't something that you have to post on Facebook or you have to share on a blog or anything like that. This is your own tool to be able to take that charge of energy that is deep within you and take it out of you in a constructive, healthy way. As a result, it's not going to add to the charge in the universe consciousness. It's not going to do any harm to your body, because so much of what we're feeling right now in our physical body, in the lower back, the neck, the jaw areas that we're having, I've got so many people emailing me on things like that. What it is, the jaw is, you have something that needs to get out, that needs to be said. There's your journal. Lower back is, you've been carrying this deep-seated resentment, or you've been carrying this burden of responsibility and accountability to the point where it's weighing you down. Back problems. You are experiencing that you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and that you feel that it's your responsibility and you're going to let people down if you don't carry your part of the bargain and responsibility. In the law, we get a chance to go in and let our body talk to us. And through these different aches and pains and through the emotional metaphors associated with it, the body, the soul, the mind are very exquisite, saying to us, this is a lull. This is a time for quiet. This is a time to allow all of what's in that needs to come to the surface. In doing so, there's no longer the charge that is being held within you. The harmonics of the energy body become back in alignment and tune. The body goes into that state of balance or homeostasis. Our mind is no longer preoccupied with confusion or indecisiveness. And what we're able to do is we're just able to be. Be in the present moment. The only way that we can truthfully come in and access our inner guidance to be able to show us the options, the possibilities we have, the ideas that we want to bring forward, to be able to bring the creativity forward, is only present in the moment. When we're in the flow, we're very much in the flow, and the present moment times are far and few between. But if we're in the lull, we have an opportunity to practice being in the present moment. And then when we get into the busyness and the hecticness and the movement and the push that we have, that urgency that we have, then what we can do is we can remember how to become present in the moment. When we do, we connect with our inner guidance. When we connect with our inner guidance, it provides us a holistic perspective. It gives us the whole picture, a comprehensive picture of what's going on, not only in our life, but what's going on in that group consciousness, that global consciousness. How can we best be of service to ourselves and to others? And sometimes, frankly, that is just to be at peace with yourself and in your skin, and to hold love not only for yourself, but to hold love for the universe and all of those others who are in states of chaos or in this place of unrest or restlessness and everything, that we really have a tremendous power in just being able to be present in the moment. Loving ourselves, sending loving, caring, compassionate, joyful, whatever that may mean at the moment, thoughts. And then we actually can create this calm in this universal consciousness. And then the momentum, the work is still in progress, but the emotions aren't at the fevered pitch like we're seeing globally. So that was something that came forward. I work with a group of guides. They said, just be still. And share that message. Be still. Listen to your inner guidance. It will show you the way that you choose to take this next step, and just allow and be. So I hope that that helps a lot of you that may be experiencing some aches and pains in your body and wondering what's going on, or having close friends or family suddenly explode on you. Maybe it'll just offer a different perspective. That's one of the things that I always hope to do as a medical intuitive, is to offer a complete picture, a comprehensive picture, other than what's just happening in your body. And then also to let you know that you're a very powerful healer. And if you're having difficulty getting the body to work, then maybe we need to go a little deeper and look at our emotions. And if that is something that we choose not to, for whatever reason, no judgment, then let's look at our thoughts. Are our thoughts dwelling on the things that we desire, or is it fixating on the things that we don't want? It's kind of like, don't think about a hippopotamus, and then all of a sudden that's all you do. So, and then also please remember that you are an energy being first and a being of matter second. Energy has no limitations. With a single thought, there's an instantaneous change in your energy body and in the energy body of Earth and of the universe. So if you can go in and just practice that in this lull, again, we're going to enter into the momentum on March 21st, 22nd. We'll actually start to experience it about a week before. It'll feel like we've maybe been out of power and the generator is all of a sudden kicked in. We're going to start having this sense of movement forward. We'll probably experience some optimism, but learn to love the lulls. Learn to be able to honor them. And when you have that restlessness or that unrest inside, it's a wonderful opportunity for you to visit it, to be able to change the energy dynamics around it, to allow the body, mind, and soul to learn from it, to be able to engage in a compatible way. And that, in my world, is a medical intuitive, is healing. So thank you for letting me take that time, and thank you to the council that was sharing the information as I was sharing it with you. Every one of us, I got an email the other day, said, oh my gosh, Carol, how can you connect with a council or spirit guides, and where do you get all of this information? And I can't get anything. And I emailed back saying, all you have to do is ask. Ask your questions, and then be at a place of mindfulness in that lull, in that present moment. And then you will get your answers the same way that I or others who connect with councils or guides or wizards or whatever we would like to call them. Every single one of us is gifted with this ability. None of us is any more evolved than the other. We are all at the same place, wanting to be able to change fear-based consciousness to enlightenment consciousness. But what we don't do is we don't ask, and we don't ask and ask and ask and ask until we get to the answer, the question we really want the answer. So let's jump in. Hi, is it Lee from Scotts Valley, California?
Hi, Carol, it's Leah.
Oh, hi, Leah, sweetie. Sorry about that. How are you?
Okay.
Good. You got snow the other day.
No, we didn't get snow. I'm too close to the coast.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, okay, so you're not up in the higher range. Okay, good. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, we had a real tragedy at work last week. A coworker killed herself, and she was the school counselor. And if, you know, I don't understand why. She was just such a terrific person.
Go ahead.
And then a good friend died from cancer back in November. And in both cases, I just wonder if you could give me some insight for my friend who died. Is there anything that she is saying? Is there anything that she has to say? In both cases, what would they have to say?
One of the things, and thank you for the call, and I picked up your vibration, so now I know who you are, my love. I felt you felt familiar, but now when I heard your voice, it's like, oh, I know her. So, okay, going in, one of the things that we're going to be experiencing is we're going to be experiencing the transition of many people within this next year. And it isn't because they've done something wrong. It is just part of their agreement with themselves to exit at this time, meaning that their work is done on this earth plane. No one transitions from form, whether it's an accident or an illness such as cancer or at their own hand, if their work is not done. That's important if you can hang on to that. So what my sense is with the friend that died of cancer is that she got to a place where it was more than her body would be able to handle. She was still doing her work. She was still touching people's lives. She was still making a difference. She was still sharing the message with the people who knew her. Value life, learn from life, experience life. Don't be afraid of life. And what she was doing is she decided to shed the body because the body was no longer in a place where it was able to sustain itself, even if it wasn't good health, sustain itself, and it was in a period of severe decline. So it was easier for her, because her work was done, to shed the body, to be able to go into light. And in light, one of the things she did in form that she does in light as well, because our work is the same whether we're in form or we're not, is that she was always very helpful in holding the space for people to be able to create that space of love and to be able to create that space of compassion. She is doing the same where she is in light right now. And what she's doing is the people who were really close to her at the close of her life before she transitioned, you, because of the connection, will be one of the first ones that she will try to reach out to. That doesn't mean that she's, you know, holding all these grudges against other people in her life or anything. It's just that before someone transitions, the people that are really an integral part of the transitional process are the ones that she will reach out to first. So she has been reaching out to you. If you go back in the last 3 days, honey, I can feel that your dreams have been very vivid. And what she's doing is she's trying to use the first connection that those without form connect with us. And that's our dream state. And one of the things that she's doing is there feels like there's an object. There's something that is a consistent part of your dreams. Now, it doesn't mean every night, but maybe it's a house or water or a vehicle. It may be an animal I'm also picking up. But what she's doing in the dream is she's trying to connect with something that is familiar with you in that dream state, and so she can connect with you. So if you're not aware of that, then pay attention to what you get in your dream, something that may have some symbology to it, that has an emotional charge that you can remember when you wake up or you can put in your dream journal. That's the first way she's going to connect with you. The other thing is that you were a guardian angel for her on earth. She is our guardian angel for you as well. So what she is doing is she is holding you in the light of love and healing and compassion, as she did in form, that she's doing in light as well. So while you may not be aware of it in your dreams, you are aware of it in the body, and your mind becomes aware of it, because every so often when you get through being busy, busy, busy in your mind, she may drift in as a thought. And that's another way that those on the other side are able to connect with us, is by connecting with us through our thoughts, meaning they just kind of pass through our energy field, and they, you know, we can see them going, maybe slowing down, or they become, you know, 110 miles an hour, like a bullet plane. It doesn't, train. It doesn't make any difference what it is that's how you remember it. The person that took her own life embodied the same energy of your friend that you lost with cancer. Compassionate, loving, outreaching, creating sacred space. In her particular case, dying at her own hand was the choice that she took to be able to exit where your friend had cancer. We all have an exit clause. We all actually predetermine before we come into form what that exit clause is going to be and the way that we're going to transition. It isn't because we've lived a bad life, we've done harm. It's just part of the transition process. It's part of the cleansing. It's part of the remembrance that we want to take from our human life into light and so forth. But the energy of your friend at work that took her own life was very similar to the energy of the friend that transitioned with cancer. Touching the two of them, honey, and then also with the animals. That's why I think I picked up some animal energy in you as well as that shaman of who you are. One of the things that this woman at work, this counselor did, is that she too is reminding you that you're a powerful human being with the shifting of one single thought or shifting the perception, letting go of the emotions, not being unhappy with yourself or loathing yourself or chastising yourself or sabotaging yourself. Though both of the messages are live life in the moment. And when you live in the moment, then you will be in a place of healing. And both of them shared that energy with you. The conversations that you had with the woman at work were all around how to be able to make this world a better place. And your friend, how do we make this world a better place? You, Leah, how do you make this world a better place? All they were doing was just saying to you, be still. And then in that, how can you make this a better place where you feel good, where you feel healthy and so forth? So again, their time clock was up. They had done their work. It was just a different form of exiting. We may not always understand the taking of a life, but that is a predetermined way that some souls will exit. But what they've done is, please know in your heart, honey, they've done their work. This isn't unfinished business. This isn't something that they're going to cross over and there's going to be all these judges that are on the other side saying, shame on you, shouldn't have done that. The universe is, it doesn't do that. It doesn't even, that I can't even put the energy with it. So that's exactly what it was. And the same with animals. But you will, sweetie, experience whether it's close to you or in larger numbers, and for all of the listeners, you're going to notice more transition this year. And while it's sad because we're not going to be able to share our time with them, do know that they have chosen to do this, to hold that sacred space, so each of us individually and collectively can find the solitude, the comfort, the love of self that we're looking for. They're literally holding the space for us to do our work as light workers and to be able to do our work in a way that we can shift the consciousness into this enlightened consciousness where we realize how powerful we really are. So, and actually I need to tell you, Leah, that last part of what I was sharing, and for all listeners, this will be up in the archives in just a few days on www.ritberger.com, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. I can tell you that the last probably at least 30 seconds, if I can get back into my body now to kind of do this, this was actually the message from both of these people that crossed over to you personally, sweetie.
Tough. It's
so best. Yeah, just be still and stuff.
The gal who killed herself, I just don't understand why. You say it was predetermined.
Well, some, but, you know, we all, and this, you know, this requires us in this conversation for all of the listeners. This requires you to go in and really look at your connection with your creator, your divine source. Look at your connection with religion and look at your connection with spirituality, whatever you're using as your form of, you know, belief systems to be able to be in your body. This is an opportunity in this conversation for each of you to visit that. And if what I share with you doesn't ring true, so be it. Throw it out. Stay honoring in who you are. But we as souls, prior to coming into form, and I learned this when I was in my near-death experience, as souls preparing to come into form, we have an agenda. We have a soul's purpose. We have work to do, not only in our service to others, in our service to the divine, in our service to the universal energy, but we also have work to do with ourselves. When that work is done on all those levels, we exit. And we do choose our crossing of choice. And for some souls to take their life in the way that they do, that's just their crossing, honey. It doesn't mean that they're that they are bad or that they're going to be punished or they're going to go to this place where they're going to be lost in the abyss of all this energy and everything. It was just her choice. It doesn't mean that her life on earth was so distraught that this was the only means that she could do to be able to, you know, exit from it. But again, this requires all of you to go in and really look at your beliefs and your value systems. And one of the things I can tell you, Leah, if you're having difficulty with this, sweetie, what it may very well say to you is that even with everything you've experienced in your body and how hard you've fought to be able to heal yourself, what this is saying to you is that possibly your exit clause isn't at your own hand. And what it's saying is that let go of that. Let go of the fact that, you know, maybe we're so wounded that that's the only way. There's so many different things. If you go and you ask your higher self, which is connected to the highest of, you know, the creator, and you ask it, you're going to find your answers. But suicide is never easy. Go ahead, please, sweetie.
I think of my own experience planning my own suicide.
I know, honey.
What I did was I immediately, literally just jumped up and got help.
Absolutely. And because it wasn't your time and it wasn't your exit clause. That's not how you're going to transition, honey. And Leah, look at what you learned from that, honey, that you reached out for help. That's something that was a big, huge step for you, honey. Maybe there's something in this from the transition of the counselor that you can help children. You can help young people who are feeling maybe in a hopeless state. Maybe you're part of the Hope Meister light workers that are gracing this earth. So again, there's a lot of meaning behind that. So what I encourage you to do is to go in, first of all, and see if what I share rings any truth to you. If it doesn't, so be it. It works. It happens to be something that I believe in. And if it's not something that any of my listeners believe in, then all I ask of you is believe strongly in what you believe in. Throw it out. But every transition from every human being or every animal or even every tree or plant that graces this earth, whether we know them or not, gives us the opportunity to get in our skin, evaluate our lives, and look at our lives as to what is working, what does bring us joy, not go in and do what we're conditioned. What isn't working? What do I need to get rid of? So I think what I need to do, sweetie, is I don't mean to cut you off with this, but I can just touch your energy and I can feel your mind just kind of whirling around and everything. And what I would encourage you to do is maybe take some time to contemplate what's been said, look at the similarities between the two people that you've lost in your life that you're trying to come to grips with, the animals and so forth. And this is an opportunity for you to connect with yourself at a deeper level. And then what you can do is reach out to me and then we can dialogue in another fashion.
Thank you. I'm here.
You are so welcome. And thanks for always supporting my work. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then what I'm going to do is go back and take calls and answer your questions and share my medical intuitive skills with you. I'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, thank you for joining me today. If you are just joining me, it's a Conversations with Carol Day, and we're going to be discussing anything you'd like to discuss, whether it's your health or you have other questions about what's going on. I just took a caller. My first segment is regarding the passing and trying to understand why we cross over and the way that we do cross over. So again, it's just kind of an open forum. I'd like to invite you to attend my free Your Health teleclass that's going to be taking place tomorrow evening, February 24th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That'll be 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic of this particular free teleclass is Alzheimer's disease, and a fascinating disease in the research that I've done. One of the things that I have found is that while dementia may be part of the aging process, Alzheimer's is not a natural part of the aging process. What I'm going to be doing is sharing that conventional medicine's approach to what Alzheimer's is, a little bit of the research that we know of potential causes, lots of controversy around it. I do know that it is something that's on the front burner of people's mind as more and more baby boomers are going to be entering into those golden years of 65 years and older. And what I found, one of the statistics that really said to me, I really need to do this particular free teleclass, is every 70 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So it is something that I thought was a very timely topic. A lot of my listeners from my radio show and then also followers said, Carol, we need to do something about this because it sounds like it's going to get to a place where we're really going to need to understand it. But more importantly, what can we do to be able to prevent the onset of it? And because I'm learning from the research that it really is more of an environmental disease versus something in the natural aging process, there are things that we can do right now, even if we're 63, 64 years old, to be able to prevent the Alzheimer's disease from being able to impact our lives. Now, there is a genetic predisposition and connection with it. I'll be sharing that as well. I'll be sharing how I look at it from a psychological perspective. Also, I will be sharing how it looks in the energy field and the role your personality and the neurology of how you gather information and make decisions can create stress in your body that could be a contributor to you being able to, you developing Alzheimer's disease. So again, that's going to be tomorrow evening, February 24th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can register on my website. It is free. www.reitberger.com. And if for any reason you do have to miss the teleclass, then in a very short period of time, then there will be an audio download and then a printable PDF download of the discussion that I had, both sharing on the teleclass and then also the written discussion that you can purchase. And you can purchase that again on www.reitberger.com. And if you are someone that you know is experiencing high blood pressure, that was my January teleclass. So there's audio and a PDF available for purchase on that. Again, just go to my website and you'll be able to find the information. We have a try before you buy. You can actually listen to a brief snippet of the audio download and then also read one of the pages in the PDF and then decide if it's something that you're interested in. But I found over the course of doing these over the last year and a half is that if we can really understand illnesses, disease, as medicine calls it, from a holistic perspective and knowing that we're energy, then we can actually change the harmonics of our energy body to be able to expedite the healing process. We can approach it from the physical, whether it's through medication or through alternative choices. We can change it from the emotional release work, because I'm going to give you a little sneak preview. The first and foremost emotion and the psychological hidden meaning behind Alzheimer's is worrying. the word worry. So I'm going to be elaborating on that and how that impacts the chemistry of the body and the chemistry of the brain. So again, very, very interesting program. You can register www.ritberger.com. Okay, let's go ahead and jump in. Hi, Lisa from Sydney, Australia. Thank you for calling me.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hi.
I'm so grateful to speak to you.
Oh, likewise. Oh, I just want to take your energy as I am listening to you, sweetie, and I just want to just hug you all the way from your feet and your toes and work my way up to your tummy and then your shoulders and everything. So I'm just going to wrap you around a lot of good energy. And so, but how can I help you?
Look, last year I went through a lot of change. I'm sure you can pick that up. letting go of a lot of things that weren't serving me. And it left me really burnt out. And I did take some time to rest last year, and I really felt like my adrenals started to pick up and started to work again. And just in the last 10 days or so, I've just seemed to have developed some new symptoms, just a new feeling of fatigue and lightheadedness and drops in blood sugars. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you can help me out with what's going on.
Well, I can. The first thing I'm going to do is I have a very good friend, a Hay House author friend, Joan Borisenko. And if you go to hayhouse.com, Joan is one of the leading edge thinkers in mind-body connection and health and well-being. And she has a new book that just came out called Fried, F-R-I-E-D.
And it really... talk about it.
Yeah, and it really is a fabulous book. It looks at it both clinically, you know, as far as antidepressants and so forth, but there's so much real meatiness and hope in there. So that's the first thing. If you don't have it, I would like you to get it. And the reason I would is so you'll recognize that this is burnout. That's exactly what took place. The adrenals got to a place where they just weren't able to kick you in the bottom or kick your body in the bottom the way that it needed to in order to keep that adrenaline running through the body. The cortisol levels were elevated. They're still extremely elevated. You might want to look at working with a naturopath or a homeopath or an integrative medicine doctor to see what we can do to help eliminate some of the high levels of cortisol that's still lingering in your body.
I was looking at the eating for your blood type. Do you think that's a good route to go?
It is. It's a very good place for you to start. You don't feel like you feel... Do you have a rare blood type? Are you one of those that has kind of that rare blood type?
No, it's an O positive.
Oh, you feel like... I can't get a clear reading that you're really a well-defined... excuse me, blood type. So what that means, and I'll go ahead and suggest it now, is that start with that. And then what you want to do is then you want to add things back into your diet. One of the things that I'm picking up is that food, what you put in your body will be very important. Your adrenals are coming back. They weren't burned out completely, but they were really tired. They are coming back. So the work that you've been doing there has been very, very beneficial to your body. That's why you've been having a lot of the different energy that you've had. The liver itself needs to be taken care of. What that means is the liver loves red, orange, yellow, green fruits and vegetables. It's not a real big meat eater. It can handle meat. Sometimes we need to have meat or for protein. Fish would be something that would be really beneficial, cold water fish for you. It's a very much of a liver booster. What you would do is you would help cleanse your liver by changing your diet that way. You will want to watch gluten. That's one of the reasons that it might be beneficial for you to look at the Eat Right for your blood type. There's a sensitivity. I don't have an intolerance, but I have a sensitivity. And it's kind of like if we put simple carbohydrates or gluten, foods that are high in gluten, let me get back into my body, high in gluten, then what it does is it kind of clogs your filtration plant, your waste management plant, which is what that liver is. When the liver gets kind of overwhelmed with toxins such as cortisol, the foods that we eat that it just doesn't seem to be able to work with the way it needs to, it's kind of like it goos it up, and then as a result, it's not functioning efficiently, and we can experience what appears to be bouts of anemia. And that's one of the things I'm picking up, is that this isn't necessarily the same fatigue. It's just a very, very mild form of anemia, one that you could work with some diet changes, eliminating the gluten. You'll want to eliminate foods that are going to have a lot of mucus buildup associated with it, such as dairy. One of the things you might want to explore also is the Mediterranean diet. And look at that. For some reason, I don't know why. Do you use coconut oil? Your body just said to me, tell her about coconut oil.
I don't use it, no. I was just reading in this blood type book last night about not putting that in my body.
Yeah. Why don't you, I don't know why. Your body just said coconut oil. Why don't you just go in? Because, again, I'm touching you from a lot of different angles, so this isn't Carol Knows All. But what you might want to do is go in and go to a health food store, pick up a thing of coconut oil, a jar of it, put it in your hand, kind of walk around with it in your hand. And if you find yourself getting tired or your hand wanting to drop down or you find yourself wanting to keep putting it back on shelves, then your body is telling you it's not what you need. But for some reason, it just said, talk to her about coconut oil. So here's how it went when I touched you. Olive oil, grapeseed oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil. Those were the different oils that I picked up that would be of value to your body.
Okay.
So we want to cleanse the liver. You know, we can do it emotionally. Start talking lovingly to yourself. You experience, oh gosh, it must have been about 7 or 8 weeks ago, something happened outside of you that brought an emotional charge forward that was very similar to experience an emotional charge that you had before your body took this turn sideways. So I can pick up something that kind of bubbled to the surface. It was outside of you. It had to do with an experience or other people, and it brought in another aspect of that kind of emotional burnout up to the surface. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stay there or anything. It's just I can tell you how it feels to me. The emotion that came up was guilt. So if there's something that triggered you feeling guilty about something, that's probably the emotion that doesn't set well in your body, and you probably want to look at some ways to be able to do a little bit of guilt liposuction, or, you know, flush it out or give it away, or however, you know, constructive way you can use it.
Okay.
The immune system, support the immune system. The adrenals are working back. They're not fully charged, but they are really in a healthy place. You'll want to look at the immune system. A lot of what you're feeling is the dynamics between the liver. Well, actually what it is starts with the adrenals, impacts the liver, affects the immune system. So as you've worked on the adrenals, work on the liver, and then work on supporting the immune system. And the Eat Right for Your blood type will start you in the process of supporting the immune system, and then also giving your body the nutrients it needs so your cells can get the glucose they need in order to be healthy.
Okay. One thing with the blood type diet for O positive, it suggests red meat, which has often felt okay for me, but you just said that's not really good for your liver.
Not at this point in time. You may be able to go back on it, but at this point in time, we want to eat things that, just think of things that you put in your mouth that it's not going to take your stomach a long time to digest, and it's not going to take your liver a long time to be able to filter out and get ready for that elimination of waste. So you want to eat things that are as close to nature, things that are easily digestible, things that doesn't cause a lot of buildup of a goo or a mucus or a heaviness in your stomach, in your gut, or in your liver. That's probably the best metaphor. Just feed the liver something really clean, as natural as possible, and be able to, you know, continue the protein. You do need to have that, but try that. See if that works for you.
Okay.
Does that? I just got this little woohoo. Did that last part feel like it gave you what you were looking for?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Confused with it all.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Confused a little, because I got that woohoo. She got it. So areas for you to focus on in your healing. Continue what you're doing with the adrenals. Now focus on the liver. When you work with the liver, you will support the immune system. The immune system will start working more efficiently, and so that's where you ought to be focusing your energy. That means in the liver and the immune system, don't get angry with yourself. Don't feel guilty. Feed yourself foods that are as close to natural as possible. Avoid foods that have a lot of contaminants or any kind of antibiotics or anything in them. How does that help? Did that help you?
Yes, it does.
Good. Good. That was good. Thank you for sticking with me on that. But I did. It was very funny when I touched that energy. It's kind of like drinking from a fire hose with me when I start connecting and downloading. But I got that little woohoo, and it's like, oh, this is good, Carol. You finally got there. Anyway, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling me all the way from Australia. You have a wonderful, Lassie, are you nighttime there? Oh, yes, go ahead.
One quick question. Can I just confirm that I'm a red personality?
No.
No?
Okay. Yes, you are a logical decision maker. My sense is that you are a yellow who has functioned as a red most of her life.
Okay.
So I just added to your confusion. I didn't get a woohoo on that one, Lisa. So what you are, let me be very clear. Things need to make sense, but they also have to have patterns and consistency. That's what you're asking me. What are the patterns, Carol? But you do make decisions based on logic. That's why when I felt that guilt, we needed to do the guilt liposuction. That isn't something in your personality that you use as part of the decision-making criteria. So it doesn't bubble to the surface very often. But my sense is that your numbers would be yellow, red, if we really could get you in your skin, probably a 1-point difference. That's why you believe you're a red. So I think you're a yellow, though, my love.
Okay. I always thought I was a combination, so there you go.
There you go. But you know what? The important thing is, yes, you are. You can go either way. But if you go and read the yellow and then highlight it and read the red and then highlight it, and then you'll start to, or make notes of it, then you'll start to see the difference. But my sense is that somewhere around 6 years old, you started functioning as a red because, boy, that was the only way you were going to kind of get through your life.
Okay.
All right. Well, aren't you glad you called me? I don't know. I didn't get that woohoo. You may be more confused than when you started, but lots of information.
I'm going to listen again and again.
Good girl. Good girl.
Take
good girl.
It all in.
Download me to your iPod and take me with you, and you will find your answers in there because you'll find them.
I will do
anyway.
That.
Okay, very good. Well,
thank you so much.
You are so welcome. One of the things, let's see, I've got 4 minutes. Let's go ahead and see if I can squeeze Jan in from Louisiana very, very quickly. Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Enjoying your show so much today.
Thank you. Thank you. So what do we have going on? I've only got a couple of minutes. I'm sorry to do this to you, sweetie, on such short notice, but it just felt important that we connected. So how can I help you with your eyes?
My vision's been a little cloudy, mm-hmm. and I just can't see as well as I used to. And
right.
I just wondered if you saw anything around my eyes.
I do, sweetie. Are you working with an ophthalmologist, eye specialist?
No, not yet. I'm planning to see one, though.
Good, 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 good. Okay, so there's a couple of things that are happening is that your eyes feel very dry, and as a result, they feel like they're that dryness is causing them to feel like they're a little bit stiff, meaning that they're not dilating and moving as easily as they need to. So one of the things that you might want to look at is you might want to look at some eye drops that have, that's kind of like real tear eye drops and everything. That's going to lubricate the eyes, the eyelids, the eyeballs, and that will take away some of this, kind of stiffness or pressure that I'm picking up. The other thing is that I am picking up that you do have a cataracts, in one eye, and you will want to look at that. The cloudiness that I'm picking up, I think, has to do with the fact that the eyes are dry themselves, but I am picking up that there is a presence of a cataracts, and that may be causing some of that cloudy vision as well.
Okay.
So I've actually got two things going on, one with the real tear eye drops. Let's see, I'm going in and checking to see if you have a chronic eye inflammation. Did you start, are you on medication?
Lipitor.
Okay. Do you know the side effects of Lipitor?
Yeah.
One of them is dry eyes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so why don't you go and see if you can go to a drugstore and get something, real tears. There's different kind of products and everything. Start putting some moisture in your eyes and see if that can help lubricate your eyes. And my sense is that some of this kind of cloudiness that isn't tied to a cataract, you'll start to be able to, your eyes will just feel more comfortable and you'll be able to see more clearly is what it feels like to me.
Okay.
So again, my sense is that we've got the formation of a cataracts, and that could be causing part of the cloudiness.
Okay.
Very, 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 very fixable. Thank you. I'm so glad that we were able to make it quick and everything. I just needed to hear your voice. So thank you for calling me, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
All right. What I'd like to do is thank all of you so much for joining me today. These are fast-paced shows. When somebody connects with me, it's like drinking from a fire hose. Again, you can always re-listen to the show in my archives. Just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Click on Radio Archives. It will be posted in a few days. And then you can take me with you on walks in your iPod, in the car, on the boats, wherever you'd like to go. Thank you all for joining me. I will see you next week, next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. on the radio on Contact Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.